from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, that means it's time for some Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you every weekend, and we summarize some of the most important stories of the week. And you can participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office. It's a rare experience on a weekend when doctors are off and you've got to go to the emergency room. 877-726-8255 is our number. Long lines in urgent care. You can phone in your question or comment right here, right now. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this weekend, we're going to talk about omega-3 for athletes. We're going to talk about the importance of uric acid. Yeah, it can cause gout, but it can cause a lot more. And there's some natural therapies to help us lower it. We'll explore those in just a few moments. Before we get to our phone calls, though, I want to talk a little bit about those remarkable weight loss drugs, you know, for decades, it's been the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry to come up with plausible weight loss medications. And there have been some notable fails, medications which helped with weight loss, but then caused heart problems, or caused other types of problems. And so finally, we have entered a remarkable new era in which we do have plausible weight loss drugs originally designed for diabetics, but it turned out that one of the side effects of these medications, unlike insulin, which tends to keep weight on or even make you gain weight, these medications help you to lose weight. So there's a burgeoning market for these medications, not for diabetics, but merely for cosmetic purposes. And as a result, there are widespread shortages of these medications for just the people who need them, people who are actually diabetic. And recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for the treatment of childhood obesity. Childhood obesity is soaring. A lot of that has to do with diet. A lot of that has to do with inactivity. But the pandemic has even escalated the incidence of childhood obesity. And for the very first time, instead of talking about behavioral things and lifestyle, they're starting to talk about gastric bypass and the use of medications in children as young as the preteen age. And so there's all of kinds of buzz about these medications. Many Hollywood celebrities are appearing with remarkable weight loss, and there's a pop culture phenomenon called Ozempic Face. It's trending on TikTok. There's been more than 7 million views If you do a quick search for Ozempic face on TikTok, people are showing their radical body transformation experiences, but also people are showing facial changes, which are not that great, actually, because when you lose a lot of fat, you're inevitably going to use some of that subcutaneous fat that supports your skin structures. And so this is a boon for plastic surgeons, trendy patients who are on some of these medications, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, and now there's something called Mounjaro. I don't know where they get these names, but it's reminiscent of Mount Kilimanjaro. It sounds a little like that. You know, I guess climbing one of the world's tallest mountains is a little bit like losing weight these days. But there's a lot of talk about Ozempic face. Videos are going viral when people claim that their use of Ozempic led to rapid weight changes that caused skin laxity and volume loss in the face, which, of course, is an opportunity for plastic surgeons to market their services with skin plumpers and facials and even more radical things like facelifts. So that's happening. Also, there's a bunch of, and I think it's kind of unscrupulous. You know, these days there are these disruptive technologies. You know, you used to talk to a travel agent. Now you go to aggregators that aggregate travel opportunities for you. And the same thing is happening when it comes to delivery services and transportation, you know, like the Ubers of the world. And now you can sort of Uber over some medications, you know, with a cursory examination and a quick Zoom conference, you can quickly be evaluated for even a prescription medication. These are not available over the counter, and then they'll send you your drugs, of course, at a high cost, and they take a percentage. But they have very, very little in the way of a threshold for deciding if these medications are appropriate for you. They're appropriate for you if you have cash on hand and can afford the $1,300 a month or more that is required to sustain your use of these ostensibly diabetes drugs. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Health startups offer diabetes drugs like Ozempic for weight loss with little oversight. Many companies advertise and prescribe the medications to people who aren't clinically overweight, and they're aggressively marketing this with Instagram ads. Weight loss services like Next Med offer these things. You can easily get a hold of them if you've got the available dollars. And telehealth is taking over the prescribing of weight loss pills, bypassing doctors and medical professionals. But there's a concern about this, and the concern was aired by a guy whose podcasts I listen to. Yeah, I listen to podcasts as well. I don't listen to myself because I'm already doing it. But I listen to other people to learn about what's happening in the field of medicine, generate ideas for this show, and helping me deal with patients. And very interesting article by Peter Attia, who does the popular podcast on health and medicine. His article is entitled Lean Mass Loss on GLP-1 Receptor Agonists, a Downside of the, quote, Miracle Drugs. And he brings up a very important point, because if you lose weight rapidly, it's nice if you lose fat, but you tend to also lose lean muscle mass. And his concern is that the widespread use of these medications will result in significant lean body mass. And if you lose lean, we're already, as we age, we're losing lean body mass. It's a process, progressive sarcopenia, and it leads to frailty later in life. And it's a battle, especially as you move into your 60s, 70s, and beyond, to maintain adequate lean body mass, because it atrophies. And you need to do strength training and exercise to maintain it. But even in the face of doing that, it's going to deteriorate to some extent. In initial testing, he reports, for approval of these medications, lean body mass accounted for approximately 39% of the total weight loss. And that's not great. And that test was, the research was done on people who were already overweight. What happens when someone who's kind of at or near normal weight, maybe you need to lose 10, 15 pounds, use these medications? that proposition has not been evaluated. There's a dearth of research on the subject of how much lean body mass do you lose when you take these meds. I mean, they curtail appetite. You're going to lose weight at a rapid rate. Anytime you lose weight fast, it's going to be at the price of some lean body mass. So this suggestion is, if you're on these medications, exercise caution, increase weight-bearing exercise and strength training that can counteract losses in lean body mass. And consequently, also bone density is a concern when you lose weight, lean body mass at that rapid accelerated rate. And patients should also be careful, even if their appetite is suppressed, that they get adequate protein, because protein is the building block for muscle. And if you're on a really skimpy diet, yeah, you lose a lot of weight, but you'll also lose a lot of muscle. So concerns about this, what happens when patients run out of money, can't get a prescription, get tired of using the medications, which, you know, frankly are associated with unpleasant side effects like chronic nausea, loss of appetite, even vomiting. When you stop, there's going to be rebound weight gain, and we don't know what's going to happen to the people who've been on these medications for a long time when, you know, perhaps new safety problems will develop with long-term use. People will have to go off these medications, as so often happens when new medications are introduced. What will be the consequences of millions and millions and millions of Americans taking these medications for merely cosmetic purposes? I get it. You know, if you're morbidly obese, you reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, you live longer, it might be in your interest to take these drugs, but merely for weight loss, maybe, just maybe, a little frivolous. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
A polar plunge in Sea Girt, New Jersey took place last weekend during a bitter blast of cold air, but it didn't stop participants from raising money for local veterans. The event, now in its second year, was organized by the Coastal Habitat for Humanity. Heather TRC, the group's director, who said those who just stick their toes in the water would be credited with a full plunge. All of the proceeds from the event are going toward the Coastal Habitat for Humanity's LIFT program, which supports home repairs and renovations for veterans in the community. Participants say they're glad to contribute to a good cause. Veteran Paul Imperio said, "It's a beautiful charity. We're going to make money for our soldiers, and I want to dip anyway. It's good for your heart." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, which is heard from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. Or you can call 24-7, 365 anytime you like, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions on subsequent programs. But we have a live caller, Harold from Queens. How you doing, Harold?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. For the patient,
Harold, check your pulse. Check your pulse and see if you're alive, because we claim that you're a live caller.
Well, I listen to you, and that's why I'm still alive.
Okay, thanks for return. If a miracle happens,
anyhow,
I'll take credit for it.
The last few, I've been having several bouts in the middle of the winter. Extreme nasal discharge, sneezing, itching and discharge from the eyes, similar to what I get sometimes, you know, in the spring and fall. But, of course, there are no pollens or ragweed around. So I know it's something. There's something called non-allergic rhinitis, and I'd like to know how that could be treated.
Okay, sure. Well, I think non-allergic rhinitis is kind of a misnomer, because what it means is that we test you, and we can't find any plausible causes. And, you know, our testing is very limited. So if we test for the usual panel of things, they're usually seasonal things, although dust is a perennial thing. Molds can be a perennial thing. But, you know, obviously trees, grass, flowers, and weeds are seasonal. So you don't have seasonal allergies. You have non-seasonal allergies. You may have an allergy to, you know, something that's in your environment. But also, you know, some people are allergy factories, you know, internally. They may have an imbalance of intestinal bacteria, or they may have yeast, which acts as kind of an internal allergen. Also, foods play a major role. And food testing for allergies is very, very problematic, because, yes, you can test for things that will cause you a life-threatening anaphylactic reaction, you know, like peanuts. peanuts, in some cases dairy or shellfish, and then you'll score sky high. But you can have an intolerance even if your conventional allergy tests are negative. And, you know, case in point, you know, I believe that dairy is inherently bad. I used to be very allergic, and I stopped having dairy and yeast products and wheat, and essentially I cured myself. I did fine. But lately I've been swimming a lot, you know, in the pool, the chlorine bothers my nose, and I was just very congested, and I had allowed dairy to kind of creep back into my diet. I was putting a little goat cheese on my salads, I was having, you know, a slice of cheese here and there, cheesy this, cheesy that. And, I finally reminded myself that, yeah, dairy can be a cause of excess mucus and allergic reactions. So I curtailed my intake of dairy. Lo and behold, my allergies have improved. So, you know, congestion, better, you know, mucus, itching. Also, there's this theory that some people generate too much histamine, and that may be a genetic thing. Some people have an inability to break down histamine. We call this histamine intolerance. And sometimes they need to be on a low histamine diet, which means it's not traditional allergy foods, but foods that generate a lot of histamine. You can actually go, you know, I hate to say Google it, but there are actually lists of things. Sounds like kind of a cop-out, but there are lists of things that unexpectedly can cause histamine levels to soar in your body. Yeah, things like tuna sushi, for example. You might not suspect that, but that can be a cause. Certainly, you know, balsamic vinegar, you know, many fermented foods have the ability to, you know, red wine have the ability to send histamine through the roof. And sometimes by going on a low histamine diet, perhaps taking certain supplements like quercetin, nettles, acts as a histamine blocker. There's also a supplement called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is a pork-derived enzyme that helps your body break down histamine. If we properly diagnose people, then they can become less and less of an allergy factory. So, you know, there's a different approach to this than in conventional allergy, which relies on tests and shots. But sometimes that leaves people high and dry. And sometimes there's even a hidden source of mold in your apartment or in your workplace, and that has to be addressed before you're fully recovered. So, I mean, it's a comprehensive workup is necessary, and, you know, it sounds a little detailed, but we need to do some detective work about why you're having so many problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatural's performance chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatural's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 our number. Momentarily, we'll take some more of your calls. But in a little bit of an addendum to my discussion with Harold from Queens, who's suffering from allergies. Respiratory health was actually the subject of a recent podcast that I did with Neil Levin, who is a great educator and communicator. And we talked about some of the natural ways to curtail allergies and nasal congestion and respiratory problems. And so it's appropriate that I remind you that the supplements that I recommend and use must be of the highest quality, and there are natural ways to alleviate respiratory problems, including products from the Protocol for Life Balance line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance has a wide range of professional grade products that leverage the benefits of several ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several are worth mentioning. One is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and I neglected to mention that to Harold, is a great antioxidant, but it specifically is a mucolytic. It has the ability to thin tenacious mucus. And so it's a great supplement for people who suffer from sinus problems and asthma, COPD, and so on. Allerol, which is a combo product that utilizes things like quercetin and some of the things that are allergy blockers that I mentioned in my call with Harold. There's serrapeptase, which is a proteolytic enzyme that is very helpful for tenacious infections, and it breaks down immune complexes that tend to cause a lot of trouble. And then there's also Abiotic Immune Plus, which is more geared towards protection from respiratory infections. So all these products support a healthy response to environmental challenges and biological stress. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Now let's get to calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Jeannie from Wisconsin. How you doing, Jeannie?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you digging out from the storm?
Yes. We've got beautiful weather here today. Still some snow, but it's going to get warmer and melt away.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and sound. Okay, what's your question?
Is it possible that I could have regrets about getting a pacemaker? I'm presently taking 4 pills every day. Bisoprolol is the one my doctor said I could replace with a pacemaker. He thinks the bisoprolol is what's making me have a lot of problems with breathing. And I'm so out of breath from these pills that I can't walk more than a half a flight of stairs at a time without getting out of breath.
That's interesting. So bisoprolol is a type of beta blocker, and it is designed to lower blood pressure, but it also slows a rapid heart rate. And so his thinking is that it is so dramatically slowing your heart rate and preventing you from having an appropriate response to exercise, which is to speed up your heart rate to enable you to have better blood flow, that it's compromising your ability to climb stairs. That's his theory?
Well, he didn't say to climb stairs, but the fact is that I'm having an awful lot of trouble breathing. I've been taking warfarin since March, and I've been taking bisoprolol since summer. And
do you have atrial fibrillation, or do you have... Okay. So, and how slow does your heart rate get? Do you know?
I don't remember. But here was the problem. They checked me with a monitor, a halter monitor.
And a halter monitor.
I was really beating fast. And then they prescribed bisoprolol.
To slow you down.
And I had a recent test, and the heart rate has slowed down, so he said I can't get the surgery that he told me he was going to give me because my heart rate slowed down enough. Now it's not that bad. But I still have problems breathing, and all of the side effects of these 4 medicines say trouble breathing.
Yeah.
He said,
Do you have asthma? Do you have asthma?
No.
Okay. So that's not about. It's not so much about lung function. It's a shortness of breath that's related to heart function. Yeah. You know, I can't really jump in here and you know, I don't have your cardiologist expertise or his eyes on you to you know, second guess his recommendation that you get a pacemaker. What a pacemaker will do is it'll keep your heart rate from going too low. But some people have as they age, something called sick sinus syndrome, which means that the signals that go through the electrical system that trigger a heart contraction are kind of messed up. So your heart goes fast, your heart goes slow. You're not getting the regular heart beats that are necessary for adequate circulation. And a symptom of inadequate circulation is sometimes shortness of breath. When the heart's too fast or even when the heart's too slow. Either way, it's kind of a Goldilocks effect. You want it just right. And the pacemaker doesn't do about anything about a fast heart rate, but it will prevent you from going too slow. When your heart pauses too long, it'll send an electrical signal through the atrium to signal that the heart muscle should contract and therefore allow adequate blood flow. And then you can remain on the medication, but maybe less medication. So you think of medication, and he thinks that that's a good theory, that the medication is making you breathless, that you'll need less medication on this. And you probably will have to be on some medication. I don't think the warfarin's causing the shortness of breath. But, you maybe have valve problems, maybe you have other stuff going on, maybe you have some problems with your ejection fraction, mild degree of congestive heart failure, all these things kind of enter into the equation. But, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, guess what? Having your tonsils out used to be a rite of passage for kids, having your wisdom teeth out, high percentage, ear tubes. For folks over the age of 70, pacemaker is a little bit like that. Very common that people need that, and they do fine, and it sustains life for decades and makes things a lot more comfortable. So, I'm not, going to second guess his suggestion or her suggestion. And, that may be a solution for you.
Next, having a pacemaker.
What's that?
Are there any side effects or anything negative?
I think the side effects are mostly, it's a little surgery to implant a device on your chest. And usually it's very benign. It's not a big procedure. And, it's a little bit of a nuisance because you have to kind of make sure the pacemaker is working. There are ways of doing that just by phone these days. I think it sends a signal to the monitoring station to tell you that your pacemaker is working great. And battery replacement, I think, is potentially an issue over time. But, it's just yet another thing to do on the pathway to being 100 years old. It can sustain your life and reduce your symptoms. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. Keep calling because we enjoy your questions and comments. All right, here's something that I do, and I feel vindicated. Some people are put off by this, but whenever people come to my house or come to my apartment here in New York, I tell them to take off their shoes. And they dutifully do that. They leave their shoes in the entryway. And then, it's just a matter of making sure you have clean socks on so you don't feel embarrassed when you take off your shoes. It's not a biggie. And I think it's a very, very important measure to preserve health. And I feel vindicated because a big new study, it's getting a lot of publicity. This story is about my own neighborhood. I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. A doctor named Dr. Alessandra Leary, who is a New York chemistry professor, she's a PhD, has done a survey of New York City sidewalks in her neighborhood, which happens to be my neighborhood. She states, we found astonishing levels of enterococci, which are a fecal indicator bacterium. Ooh. Okay, well, you can blame dogs because, a lot of careless New Yorkers don't use the pooper scooper. But, frankly, there's a lot of people out on the sidewalks of New York, and sometimes they do their business on the sidewalks. And this is a big urban problem with a lot of homeless people. So you can blame the dogs. You can blame the people. We don't know where it comes from. But they found astonishingly high levels that actually exceed the Environmental Protection Agency benchmark that cities use to close beaches. They didn't culture poop. They just looked for puddles where there was no evidence of poop, no residue. They cultured bacteria from these puddles on the surface of sidewalks, and some of the bacteria that they found on sidewalks can even be associated with heart disease risk. Cleaner streets, that's an answer. Better sanitation, better rules about curbing your dog and using the pooper scooper. But it is a useful precaution to tell people coming to visit you, hey, even if you live in pristine rural areas, there's so much contamination outside, not just bacteria, but also residues of lead, cadmium, all kinds of automotive exhaust and chemical residues. These things can be brought in the house, and I confess I walk around barefoot, you know, so that's not great. We bring these things in, we track them into our beds, they can be absorbed through the skin. This is not a good thing. And it, as much as I try to vacuum frequently, and sometimes even get down and wash the floors, that stuff is going to get into your dwelling. And it's not a bad idea. It's a Japanese kind of Japanese-Asian custom, but there's something to it. And, yeah, some people feel, you know, put off by it, that you're a clean freak. But, hey, great idea for you, especially if you have kids. They play on the floor. They, you know, they lick the toys. Not great. Not great. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Nostalgia. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Nostalgia is sentimentality for the past, specifically good feelings associated with positive memories. Old-time radio provides that for us, partly because it harkens our minds back to simpler times. But more than that, it helps us remember a time when we weren't bombarded with constant negativity. But nostalgia is not created because everything was perfect, but because we enjoy reminiscing about those times. And as Carly Simon once sang, these are the good old days. So essentially, we are living now in what will one day be nostalgic times in the future. So regardless of the negativity that others put out, do your best to put forth the energy, actions, and speech that will be well worth reflecting on in the future. For help being mindful of what you give the world, visit drchristianconti.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced that his governor's challenge team launched a new website to further the state's efforts in reducing suicides among service members. Missouri established the team in 2021 to collaborate, plan, and implement suicide prevention best practices and policies for service members, veterans, and their families in conjunction with the VA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The site provides general information on the team's projects and strategic priorities, the impact suicide is having on the military community, and resources for both members of the military community and for anyone wishing to support them. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. It's time to embrace the suck. Continually worrying about your investments dipping while the market remains extremely volatile? Pay attention to the companies where your money is located. Is it time to reevaluate your financial decisions or just continue to embrace the suck? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. An important part of nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids. They're beneficial for inflammation. They're beneficial for the brain. They're beneficial for circulation, for autoimmunity. And they may even play a role in reducing the risk of traumatic brain injury and hastening recovery from head trauma. And so it is that they looked at a group of college athletes when it came to their omega-3 levels. And college athletes, unfortunately, are often on abysmal diets. Their idea of fish is a McDonald's fried fish sandwich. And many, you know, especially in the Midwest, you know, not a lot of fresh fish. They don't eat fish. A lot of kids have a distaste for fish. They don't take omega-3 supplements. And in fact, until recently, and this is really crazy, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, had prohibited the use of omega-3 supplements. They thought it was, now that's a performance-enhancing drug. You can't use that. It's banned. But finally, they lifted that ban, and only recently they recognized omega-3 supplements, fish oil supplements, EPA and DHA, as a permissible nutritional supplement for student-athletes. So the statistics on these student-athletes are really abysmal. They looked at studies in athletes, 1,500 dietary assessments in collegiate athletes. They determined the average daily intake of EPA plus DHA was just 142 milligrams. Now, a big fish oil capsule will give you about 1,000, you know, 850, 1,000. That's a high-quality supplement. So it's like less than, what would you say, maybe less than one-eighth of what a high-quality supplement may give you, just one pill. Only 6% of these collegiate athletes met the dietary goals for omega-3s. And they also look at something called the omega-3 index, which is the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And there's a certain cutoff which is heart healthy. And what they found is that 34% of the college athletes who were tested with an omega-3 index, by the way, it's a test you can get at a nutritionally oriented physician like myself. We can perform that test and tell you whether your intake is optimal. And it has to do with too much omega-6 from refined oils, and too little omega-3s, especially from fish, from supplements, and perhaps also from nuts and seeds. They found that 34% of these athletes who were tested had a dangerously low omega-3 index. And it was very uncommon to find athletes who actually had a satisfactory omega-3 index. So in this article, they looked at the relationship between levels of omega-3s and something called HGS, hand grip strength. And that's a very important test. It's a test that can reveal your risk of dying, actually, if you're senior, because reduced hand grip strength, measured with a little device that you squeeze, can determine if you're at risk for frailty. But in athletes, of course, it's important for performance. And what they found is there was a significant correlation between omega-3s and hand grip strength. So also, when it comes to concussion recovery, I just heard a lecture. I was at the Integrative Health Symposium here in New York by Michael Lewis. He's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. He advocates the use of high doses of omega-3 for people who have concussions. Initially, a high loading dose, 9 to 12 capsules of, 1,000 milligrams or more of fish oil initially, and then a maintenance program at lower doses, maybe 3 to 6 for a while, and then going down to maybe a couple of capsules per day. But also, he mentions that if you have adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids, you're less likely to suffer a long-term aftermath of a concussion. So very important for these athletes to get omega-3s. Also, another thing associated with strength. Here's a study, effects of vitamin D supplementation on muscle strength in athletes, improvements in muscle strength with vitamin D administration. Looked at a bunch of studies, ranged from around 1% to as much as 19% in terms of strength. So these are important nutrients. And I'll mention a great source of the omega-3s. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil is beneficial. I just told you why. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega option. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry. That ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information or to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Get some for your high school or college athlete. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at Senior Care Consulting.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News and townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRoster. 30 years after terrorism first struck the World Trade Center, victims' relatives, survivors, and others remembered the deadly 1993 bombing that foreshadowed the 9/11 attacks.
A solemn ceremony was held at the 9/11 Memorial, a date Senator Chuck Schumer says has become an inflection point for American history.
That doesn't make what happened here 30 years ago on February the 26th any less important, any less tragic, any less worth remembering.
The deadly 1993 bombing by Muslim extremists in an underground parking garage at the World Trade Center killed six and injured more than 1,000. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We will always stand to defend our democracy. Always, always, always. And that is the message that those who look to do us harm from around the world should take to heart.
Julie Walker, New York.
4 days and still no power for some Michigan residents as crews continue working to restore electricity to more than 165,000 homes and businesses in the Detroit area after that hard-hit storm came through. Meanwhile, in Southern California, after getting a brief break from a powerful weekend storm that left the Los Angeles area rivers swollen to dangerous levels and brought snow to low-lying areas. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs says the situation at the southern border isn't what the Biden administration would like us to believe. The drug cartels continue to find new ways to smuggle their poison into the U.S.
30, 40,000 drone incursions in one small sector of the border. So they've got the technology. They're using the billions of dollars that they make to front themselves.
Meanwhile, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Biggs says members of the House Judiciary Committee went to the border to get a feel for just how bad things were going. Democrats decided to boycott the trip. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A meeting of finance chiefs of the group of 20 leading economies ended in India yesterday without a consensus, Russia and China objecting to the description of the war in Ukraine in that final document. The latest from the BBC's Leila Nathu.
India is maintaining a neutral stance on the war, a position starkly at odds with G7 countries who are here condemning Russia, reaffirming their support for Ukraine and calling for further sanctions. India, though, wants to have a very different conversation. It wants to use its presidency of the G20 to represent those developing nations who don't have a seat at the table here of major economies to champion their needs. India is growing in international political and economic importance and increasingly wants to set its own agenda.
UN officials say 45 migrants died when their wooden boat smashed into rocky reefs and broke apart off southern Italy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Union Pacific may replace its CEO later this year.
The action comes after a hedge fund that holds a $1.6 billion stake in the railroad went public with its concerns about his leadership. Sorbonne Capital Partners says the railroad has lagged behind its peers during Lance Fritz's tenure over the last 8 years. Hedge fund urged the railroad to hire its former chief operations officer, Jim Vena, who helped overhaul Union Pacific's operations several years ago. But the railroad's board praised Fritz Sunday and said it's working with a leadership consultant to identify the best candidates for the job. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal environmental authorities say shipment of contaminated waste from the site of a fiery train derailment will resume tomorrow to two Ohio sites, one in to an injection well in Vicry. The other solid waste go to incinerator in East Liverpool. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. And as you may or may not know, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide you information, education, and resources for two groups, okay, seniors and their caregivers. And we do have an excellent program for you in studio today. My friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and the CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's always good to be back and on the heels of a great Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl.
Go Chiefs. Yeah, last week I had to crow a little bit. So.
Yeah, the rest of the world doesn't care, but, you know, yeah. Since we are based from here in Kansas City.
Yeah. And, you know, there are tons of Chiefs fans. I'm shocked at how many Chiefs haters there are. I mean, like, a lot.
Well, that's the way it gets. It's like the Patriots after a couple of wins. They got to where there was Patriot fatigue.
Uh-huh.
You're
going to
get a little bit of that with the Chiefs as we keep winning these Super Bowls.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot more in us here. So I don't think that's going to be the last parade that we're going to see around here.
I agree.
So if we can only get our Royals back to that level.
I see you have your spring training Royals shirt on today.
I do. So I'm ready for some baseball now. So. And so, all right. Well, so we're going to talk about some excellent information, really, really geared, again, towards seniors and their caregivers. A lot of this might kind of lean toward the caregivers, and so you know, pay special attention. And if you want to reach out to Bruce and the excellent team at 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. That's anywhere in the country. If you're driving and you're like, oh, gosh, I won't remember that, just go to SeniorCareLive.com in the partner sponsor section. Just click that tab, and all the information's there, and you can you don't have to worry about trying to remember that one. So anyway, Bruce, let's jump in here. And, you know, what are some of the ways that our listeners can maximize their retirement savings?
Yeah, great, Steve. And, you know, being the new year, there's some new limits this year also.
Okay.
But I'll tell you at a high level, the best way to maximize your savings is to put on automatic pilot, whether it be through work, your 401k, or an automatic IRA contribution each month. But do something on automatic pilot. That way you don't wake up 5 years later going, wow, I wish I would have saved more or would have increased my savings. You've done it already.
And then if it comes out and it's just automatic, you're kind of not totally aware of it. I mean, it's already out. You kind of build your budget around what is left.
Exactly.
And you're doing yourself a huge favor.
Yeah. Americans left to their own devices. If you try and save what's left at the end of the month, there's nothing left.
That's nothing. Yeah, that's exactly right.
But
yeah.
You manage to get through the month if you paid yourself first on your retirement. So it, mm-hmm. it's kind of funny how it works that way.
Yeah.
So there's some different things this year that have gone into effect or changed. So like IRA limits now, if you're under age 50, has raised to $6,500 for the year. And if you're over age 50, it's now $7,500. And then your 401k at work, and 403b, same thing. As far as the limits, the if you're under age 50, it's $22,500. And if you're over age 50, it's $30,000. So I always want to remind our folks that we work with to go ahead and change that payroll deduction if they're able to max that out. Another thing is they're going to make a decision on if they want to do this before tax or after tax. And so kind of at a rule of thumb, or generically speaking, if you're under age 40, I think that the Roth version makes a lot of sense because you've got enough time to make up that haircut on the front side on the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over age 50, you don't have as much time left before you may need that, and it's probably better to have more of that money working for you. But, you need to customize that to your own situation. But that's kind of how I look at it at a high level on those items.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. And, just to put a point on that, pay yourself first. You will never be sorry for paying yourself first. Get that automatic deduction. You live on what's left. And like you said, it's amazing. It always works out.
Yep. Yeah, so pay yourself first. That way you can retire ready.
That's right. That's right. And some of this, my dad told me that a long time ago. Pay yourself first. So
poor man.
It's good stuff. And then let's talk about tax harvesting. And I think a lot of people have maybe heard that term, but what is tax harvesting and what all is involved in that?
Thanks, Steve. So in terms of investment world, so tax harvest would be where if you sell an investment that is at a loss.
Ah.
And now if it's in an IRA, it won't matter. But if it's in a non-IRA account and you sell something that's at a loss, then you can take up to $3,000 per year, or you can offset gains with it. And then you have a 10-year carry forward rule. You can use up to $3,000 per year that you carry that forward. But mm-hmm. you physically have to sell that investment and harvest or lock in that loss.
So if you're give an example of what that might look like and when you might pull the trigger on that.
Sure. So last year was a good year for it, and there may still be some opportunities now because the markets haven't fully recovered yet.
Yeah.
So you may have some investments depending on how long you had held them. That maybe are at a point where you can lock in some losses, or maybe it's an investment that should have been upgraded, but for a long time you didn't want to because it had too much taxable gains in it. With the pullback in the last 15 months or so, maybe your taxable gains are down to a point that it's more palatable to go ahead and take that minimal gain in order to upgrade your investment altogether.
Okay.
So there's a couple of different ways you can do that.
And if you had a loss, then that's going to offset some gains, and that's going to save some in taxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's just smart business right there. So that makes a lot of sense. And I've had other people explain it, and they didn't explain it as simply and as clearly as you just did. So thanks for doing that.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Steve.
Are there any changes to the inherited IRA rules?
Right. So recently there has been a change of that. It used to be that if you inherited an IRA, you could do what we call a stretch, where let's say that your mom or dad was obviously older than you, and you could inherit that IRA. It used to be that they would assess the required minimum distribution based on your age, and you just had to take that amount out each year out of the IRA shelter. But now with the new process, the government does want you to move all of that inherited money out within 10 years. And so that's, again, that just went into effect in the last couple of years. But it is a big change, so it's important to not get caught all at one time at the last 10th year, have to do it all at one shot. So I would caution people to think about taking that out maybe in years when they don't have as much income as what they might think they're going to have later, or maybe try and do it on a fairly even basis. But I would try and avoid having a big balloon of money all at one shot.
Now, what happens if you are a little bit asleep at the switch? You're listening to this show. My financial advisor didn't say anything about this, Bruce, and so we haven't done anything. We're about on our 10th year, so they're going to be forced to take that out. Are you just looking at a large tax bill at that point?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the IRA money, if it's, we're talking about pre-tax IRA specifically, but as far as the tax bill, but if you don't get those out, then you're going to have a whole bunch coming out at one shot, and that's going to raise your tax bracket up. It can also affect your Medicare premiums and all those type of things that are, a little behind the scenes surtaxes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things can be affected with that.
Yeah, because it's going to look like your income went from X dollars to way high.
Yeah.
And that has a ripple effect.
It does. There's so many different hidden taxes that are affected if you have too much income in 1 year. Some of them take a couple of years to work that out of the system also.
Okay. And is that also referred to as the BDA 10-year rule, if someone should hear that terminology?
Right. A BDA is just a beneficiary designated account. That's
okay.
All that means. In our industry, we have a lot of code words.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A lot of acronyms. BDA.
Do you have more than senior care? I don't know.
I think so. Maybe not.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to do a study on that.
Well, Mr. Producer Sean do that someday.
Sean's like, no, I'm not doing that. That sounds really boring to me.
I agree.
But anyway, all right. And then what can people do to help with their taxes when it comes to RMDs and charitable contributions?
Yeah, so this is one that a lot of people miss. So, you know, when you become now the new rule, the Secure Act 2.0 change, it's a new rule. You take your required minimum distribution at age 73. But if you've got an IRA, you know, you might want to take that RMD and then send that to the non-for-profit charity because they're not going to pay taxes on it. And if you didn't take possession of it, you didn't pay taxes either.
Mm, okay.
So if you satisfy the rule, you've got it out of the IRA.
All right. So you have the required minimum distribution. If you're going to make a charitable contribution, you might as well do that and save some taxes.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right. That actually makes a lot of sense, and a lot of people, you know, are interested in doing that. If this is new information to you, or if some of this information is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute, you know, I didn't realize that, or you know, I haven't heard from my financial advisor in a year. Okay, well, that's or 2 years or longer than that. Okay, maybe they're still in the business, maybe they're not. Reach out to Bruce Glenn, get a second opinion. Bruce, you do a lot of second opinions, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and we don't charge anything for that. It's complimentary. We can take a look at how your investments are structured, the quality of your investments, the fees you're paying, how your portfolio is designed. Is it working together? Is it at the risk level that you need it to be at? A lot of things we dig out and look at. Again, no obligation and no charge.
Excellent, excellent. That's at 913-563-7327. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're going to leave money to a charity, it is better to leave the money to charity through an IRA. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
psychologically drowning. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Drowning is beyond scary. To think that you might lose your breath, and therefore your very life, is the definition of scary. That is why oftentimes people attempt to punch or hit a lifeguard who's attempting to save them. If you understand fear responses, too, it makes sense, which is why lifeguards are trained not to take it personally. As I said, it's a fear response. And the same is true for those in great psychological distress. Their pain is often driving them to lash out at others. I've witnessed this countless times over the past 2 decades, and because I know what people do in times of great distress, physical or psychological, I really understand that it's not personal in any way. So be mindful of this lesson the next time you encounter someone who seems to be psychologically swinging at the help you hope to provide. For more insight, visit drchristianconti.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
Vets Helping Vets is hoping to build a new meeting facility for veterans in Anderson County, South Carolina. Veteran member Ronnie Roper says, "We help veterans any way we can in Anderson County. We build handicap ramps, handrails. We even maintain about 30 lawns during the summer. There are also weekly meetings for veterans every Wednesday at the Anderson Elks Lodge. It's just the biggest brotherhood that you'll ever see," Roper said. According to Roper, the number of members has grown over the years, and they've outgrown their current meeting space. "We knew a couple of years ago we were growing at such a fast pace that we're going to need something bigger. Now the organization is looking to build a new facility with more space, and a local businessman and veteran donated more than 3 acres of land for the project." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're going to leave money to a charity, it is better to leave money to that charity through an IRA. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, why is that true?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So the situation is, a non-for-profit is not going to pay taxes on the gifts that they've received. And if you leave your IRA, your pre-tax IRA, this is going to be taxable when the money comes out. If you leave that to your kids, they're going to have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
If you gift that or part of that IRA to your church or your other charitable 501c3, they're not going to have to pay taxes on that. So, you know, it's better off for your family if you, you know, gift away some of the IRA versus the non-IRA money.
Yep. And if you think you want to give it to your kids and then have them donate it to the charity, there's some taxes that will be taken out, and not as much of it will make it to the charity. So you can just designate it to the charity just right out of the gate.
Right. And that's one of the big things that's a problem with the churches in the country right now, is they're losing more and more of their older folks that are good tithers. And a lot of times the next generation isn't that, you know, philanthropic. So
yep.
A lot of times, if you really care about your you know, philanthropic organization, then maybe carve off a little bit of that as one of your beneficiaries or part of your trust.
I think it's a great idea. So again, we're visiting with Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And you can reach Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, let's just talk about this just for a second. What is a fiduciary? What does that mean?
Yeah, so Steve, and you and I have talked about this quite a bit, both in terms of what you do and how you work for folks, and same thing with us. Fiduciary means we're working for our client's best interest. And that may, people assume that that's always the case, but unfortunately, in a lot of industries, it's not. In our industry, there's an awful lot of people out there that they're working to sell a commission product, or something that they may get paid, compensated more for one product versus a different one.
So
fiduciary, the fiduciaries are conflict-free. You're going to do the best you can for your clients, and you're not going to get paid any more for one item versus something else. You're just doing it for your client's best interest and what their goals and needs are.
See, that makes sense. And then so here's the point that I wanted to make. If you're listening to this program, this information, it's catching your ear, and you have to ask your question, you know, is your financial advisor a fiduciary?
They're bound by law to work for you and in your best interest. And there are ways to measure that, by the way. are you stuck in just a couple of vehicles, or does your financial advisor able to, you know, shop the entire marketplace? If there, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would point out a couple of easy ways to know if you're working with a fiduciary or not, yeah. Or at least a kind of a telltale, right, yeah, at the high level. If you've got your statement of your investments and almost all of your investments or all of your investments in one particular fund family,
okay,
that's not good.
Yeah.
If you've got some kind of an annuity that has a really, really long surrender schedule attached to it, like 10, 15, 18 years,
mm-hmm,
that's not good. These are some telltale things I see all the time.
Okay, and that's it. So if, again, so check out your portfolio. If you're seeing some of those things, you're like, wait a minute, that is not good. I wasn't even paying any attention to it. I invite you to reach out to Bruce, and I'll just give you his number again, 913-563-7327, licensed anywhere in the country. They can help you with the Bruce Glenn and the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Affinitas, 913-563-7327, a free, no-obligation second opinion. I would take him up on that offer. All right, so Bruce, tell us about these 1031 and 1035 exchanges and how they might be able to help us avoid paying more taxes.
Thanks, Steve. So this is a couple of IRS code and chapter items that a lot of people are not aware of. So the 1031 exchange, that's the ability to take some taxable gains in real estate and move it into another type of real estate investment, whether it be an active managed or we even have some passively managed real estate programs that are qualified for that. So it might keep mom and dad from being on the farm until they're 90 or 100 years old when they really don't want to do it, and the kids don't want it either, but they don't want to sell it and move to town because there's so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in, you know, land gains.
Yeah.
The 1035 exchange, kind of the same idea. It allows you to take a life insurance policy, cash value, move it to another life insurance policy, or you can move it to an annuity, and that is a non-taxable, non-penalty event in that actual structure movement.
Okay, and so by doing that, and I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, we're broadcasting from the Midwest. I mean, obviously this goes coast to coast, but we have a lot of farmland around here and in the region. And so that's probably a huge impact on a lot of families who still own, you know, small family farms.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it could be for public storage, or maybe it's, you know, any one of a number of, you know, apartments or rental units, anything that somebody, yeah, maybe doesn't want to work any longer, actively manage that any longer. Maybe they can't do it. There are ways to get out of that and still, you know, preserve your tax situation.
Okay, that is excellent. That's a 1031 and 1035 exchange. And then, Bruce, I know that, you know, there are several types of long-term care insurance policies. Can you explain the differences between a traditional long-term care insurance policy and then one of these newer hybrid long-term care insurance policies? And then is there one in particular that might help out with taxes?
Right. So I'll try not to go for 10 hours, which I could on this topic. I've certainly, yeah, done a lot of seminars on it.
Yeah.
Basically, there's three different types of deals. There's like one is a traditional long-term care policy. Back when they first came out, there were hundreds of companies that were offering these policies and said, yeah, that if you got sick, they would take care of you the rest of your life. You paid so much money per month, and if you didn't get sick, then it's just money, kind of like fire insurance. You used it or lost it.
Yeah.
Over time, insurance companies realized, that just like pensions and Social Security, they realized people were living longer. They could no longer fulfill their promises for no more than, you know, they weren't charging enough for this type of a policy. So a lot of clients, and I will say this up front, full disclosure, I've never sold one of those standalone long-term care type policies.
Yeah.
I don't believe in them in terms of the fact that the premiums are not locked in,
yeah,
right? So we have clients that had them from other sources before us, and they're faced with, you know, the rates are going up. Can I still keep this or not? Do I need to reduce the coverage or whatever the case might be?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ironically, that is the type that in some states you can get a tax deduction for the premium you put on that.
Mm.
And the state will give you some exception on the Medicare or Medicaid, you know, pullback, clawback rules,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
that they'll protect that amount that you had.
Yeah.
Now, the other things I like better is we've got a program where you can just actually deposit the money, and they'll give you two or three times leverage of that amount of money that you can use as a pool of asset coverage. And then there's also life insurance policies that have riders that allow you to use your death benefit ahead of time if you need to for that type of a situation. So I prefer those because one way or the other, your family is going to get the value of that money out. It's not a use it or lose it. So that's what I like. It's more of an asset-backed program.
Well, and a lot of people don't want to buy that insurance because they say, you know, what if I never use it?
Right.
And so this way, you know, you have life. There's a life insurance component. There's a long-term care insurance component, and you're going to use one or the other, or maybe all of it. So you won't be wasting your money at all.
That's correct. Yep.
All right. It is Mr. Bruce Glenn on the program today. You can reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. He is a wealth of knowledge, offering a free second look opinion. I would take him up on that. 913-563-7327. Anywhere in the country, Bruce will take good care of you. And Bruce, thanks again for being here today, and I appreciate it. And go Chiefs and go Royals.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Let's go get them.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title?
If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just want to say thanks again to Mr. Bruce Glenn. If you can't already tell it, this man is a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. He's probably forgotten more than a lot of financial advisors know, okay? So, and I'm not throwing financial advisors under the bus. There are a lot of really, really excellent advisory firms out there, okay? But guess what? There are a whole bunch of them that are not as good, okay? I'm trying to be nice. So, if you're listening to this and you're like, all of the investments in my portfolio, they are from just like one company or one category. And some of the things that he had kind of pointed out that might indicate that you're not with a fiduciary, there is nothing wrong with getting a second opinion. So if this is your health, what do? You get a second opinion because it's super important. Well, guess what? Your financial status, that's super important as well. So I would just encourage you. It costs nothing. Bruce is a straight shooter. They're not going to high pressure you on this thing. If you want a second look, 913-563-7327. He'll take good care of you. And if your plan is excellent, he's going to tell you that as well. Okay? And if it's not, and he can show you how they can help you maybe make a lot of improvements. So I would take him up on that offer. All right, so let's jump in to another topic today. So first of all, I'm going to throw out the big disclaimer. This is not legal advice of any kind. Okay, I'm providing some information for you. And if you want legal advice, you should seek that advice through an elder law attorney for any specific questions that you might have in your unique situations. And then later on in the program, I'll provide a resource that can help you find an elder law attorney if you don't already have one. So let's jump into this with that disclaimer, because I don't provide legal advice, but I'm providing some incredible information for you. Let's talk about Medicaid penalties. I was talking about this with a client this last week, and I thought, you know what? I haven't talked about this for a long time. We need to talk about this. So I'm going to talk about Medicaid Medicaid pays for a lot of stuff. This is going to be very specific for the part of Medicaid that helps pay for your stay and the majority of the cost in a long-term care community. Right. So if you need to move to what a lot of people call a nursing home and you've outlived your assets and you qualify for Medicaid, Medicaid will pay for the majority of that cost. OK, so let's talk about these Medicaid penalties. A Medicaid penalty is caused by giving and I'm throwing up my air quotes, a gift at some point in the last 5 years.
So if you're looking into any of this Medicaid business at all, you're going to hear about something called a five-year look back. Now, forever and ever, it was a three-year look back, and then the government changed it just a little while back. Now it's a five-year look back, and that means that the Medicaid program looks back 5 years. So from the time you qualify for Medicaid, if that's today, they're going to look back 5 years for any gifts that you may have given. And if you have given a gift, okay, it's not the end of the world, okay, but you need to understand, this is the information part of this, there is a penalty associated with that gift. So I'm going to talk about Kansas and Missouri. That's because that's my backyard here. All of these states are very, very similar. So I'm going to talk about a penalty divisor, okay, and I'll define all that. But the Missouri Medicaid penalty divisor is $6,894, and so that represents the average monthly cost of a long-term care community in Missouri. Okay, the Kansas state divisor, They break it down by day, $234.27 a day. So if you just calculate that on a 30-day month, that's $7,028.10 per 30-day month. So here we have almost $6,900 in Kansas, is a little over $7,000, and most of the states are going to be, you know, pretty similar. So that divisor represents the average cost of a 1 month stay in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home, in that particular state. And then I'll explain why that's important here in a minute. So what is considered a, air quotes, gift? A gift is any assets that are given away, personal property or real property, that is considered a gift. And it could be as simple as a cash gift, just giving cash to your grandson or anyone. It could be selling an asset for less than market, a gift. So I hear this a lot, and let me just throw water on this one real quick, because we were just talking about tax-related information with Bruce Glenn, right? I mean, tax time's coming up. It's a pretty hot topic. So I hear this a lot. Well, Steve, I mean, the government allows a gift of up to $17,000 without paying taxes. So you can just give a gift of $17,000. I'll do that today. So that's right, but that has to do with the taxation of a gift, and it has nothing to do with Medicaid qualification rules. You see the difference there? So Medicaid says that $17,000, I don't care if you were taxed, types of gifts, if they're in small amounts and there is a pattern of giving, a birthday gift to, you know, your grandkids on their birthday, Christmas gifts over Christmas, you tithe, $50 a week to your church or whatever the number is, and there's a pattern of that, and it's not this huge number, okay? A lot of times I've been told that Medicaid looks past that. They're looking for kind of the bigger ones. Okay, but I would also not count on them looking past that. And the tighter the Medicaid budget, I think the more they'll start looking, drilling down on every single penny that's a gift, because that gets them out of paying. That they'll pay less then, because you have to pay that gift back. Okay, now there are a few huge exceptions, very notable exceptions. You can transfer your house to a disabled child, and this is referred to as the disabled child exemption. You can also transfer your house to a child that has lived with you in your house for at least 2 years, and they're providing care for you, and that care kept you out of a long-term care community or nursing home. So your son or daughter moves in with you. They've lived with you for at least 2 years. They provide care for you. So that's called the caretaker child exemption. And guess who knows about all these things? An elder law attorney, right? I'm going to give you a resource here in just a second. You can also transfer the house to a sibling who lives in the house the year prior to the nursing home admission, where they have an equity interest in the house. And gosh, I've seen this a lot, where maybe two sisters are living in the house. They each own half of it. So that other sister, that other sibling, would be able to take your part of it. So I'm running out of time, but I could talk about this stuff for hours and hours and hours. All right. So I'm going to talk about that divisor coming up in the next segment. But you're going to want to hear about this, because a lot of people say, well, I wasn't aware of this, and I kind of unknowingly, I made some gifts. I helped my grandkids with their, the first semester in college, and I've got about $30,000. I guess that would be considered a gift. And now, do they have to pay that back? I gave that to them as a gift. I don't want my grandkids to have to come up with that money. So what do you do to make that gift corrected and get that off the books? I'm going to share that with you coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to embrace the suck.
Continually worrying about your investments dipping while the market remains extremely volatile? Pay attention to the companies where your money is located. Is it time to reevaluate your financial decisions or just continue to embrace the suck? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to that divisor. So let's say that you live in Missouri and the state adds up all of your gifts over the last 5 years. I'm using a real specific number for easy math here, okay? So bear with me. All of your gifts total up $68,940. Okay, in Missouri, you take the amount of the gift, $68,940, then you divide that by that divisor, $6,894, and the answer is 10, right? That's the result of that math. The answer is 10. That means, here's what happens. That means that Medicaid will not pay for your nursing home for the next 10 months. Then they will begin paying that monthly amount, which is the majority of the cost, the 11th month moving forward, and they consider that gift cured. That's kind of the legal term. You're going to cure that gift, or they'll consider it paid back. So, no, your grandkids or whoever you made the gift to, they don't have to come up with that money, okay? But you're going to have to pay for it by basically withheld Medicaid payments. And that, so the question is, well, who's going to pay for that 10 months or 3 months or 20 months or whatever it is? Who's going to pay for it? That is these gifts, I'm telling you, this is a huge, huge, huge deal. So again, to calculate the gift penalty in your state, just find the divisor. You could just Google that, Medicaid penalty. And it'll say the Colorado divisor, the state, you can find it pretty easily. Okay, divide that by the amount of the gift, and the divisor will let you know how long your Medicaid penalty is. And another, just a couple of housekeeping things. I would strongly advise not commingling money in the bank account. So keep their money in their account. Keep your money in your account. Don't commingle it. Right? That way, you have an easy way to account for all of your income and outgoing expenses. And, you know, some people are charging their elderly parents for rent and for groceries and utilities. And, you know, this could be pretty difficult if they need to apply for Medicaid within the next 5 years when the payments were made. So just before I did all that, or if you're doing it now, I would check with an elder law attorney on this. Seriously, just make sure you're not digging a hole for yourself here that's going to be hard to crawl out of. All right? And I always, always, always and forever recommend working with an experienced elder law attorney on all of these type of matters. I would not work with a general law attorney. There's nothing against them. But look, this is a very specific area of law, and you need an expert on this type of law. And I know of lots and lots of attorneys that won't touch this. They're like, hey, I think I kind of get it, but I'm going to refer you to a specialist. And they refer their clients specifically to an elder law attorney that they're comfortable with, because this stuff is so specific. One wrong move could cost you a ton, and the rules are changing all the time. So you want to get with an elder law attorney, and because they're very comfortable with all of this type of law, the intricacies, the changes, and how to apply it in your best interest. Now, if you don't have an elder law attorney, you can go to NAELA.org. That's the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys .org. NAELA.org. And you can find an elder law attorney in your area. And I would find an elder law attorney that's been practicing elder law for a long time. They have a lot of experience. With 10,000 people retiring per day and the silver tsunami of all of these elderly folks that are just rising and rising in numbers, a lot of law firms have, they've said, oh yeah, and we do that elder law thing because it's kind of a trendy thing to do, right? Nothing against those folks, but I would go to a highly experienced, long-time experienced elder law firm that does elder law 100% of the time. And I think that's just a good idea. All right, and then there's one more thing I wanted to cover today, and this is really, really important.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so since we're talking about Medicaid penalties today, I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes on this. What happens if, let's say, you're at home and you need help, you don't want to move to a senior care community, and you don't want to pay, the big bucks for a home care company, right? The $30-$35 an hour. And you don't want them, you don't want a stranger in your house anyway. And a lot of people feel this way. Well, what if you just hired your daughter? And what if your daughter says, you know what, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to move in, or maybe you don't need to move in, but I'm going to care for my mom or my dad. And then they're going to pay me. So you have agreed to pay your son or your daughter X dollars an hour to help you, and that helps them continue to pay their bills. That makes sure that you're going to get, the best possible care because, these are your kids, not strangers, nothing against the strangers, but this is just a better situation all the way around. So kind of everyone wins, and you could probably pay them less than the 30 or 35 bucks, and everybody's happy. Okay, so what happens if you hire your daughter and she's worked with you and provide been your caregiver, a paid caregiver for months and months and months, maybe even years, and you've ended up paying him or her, $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $60,000 or whatever the number is, okay, for their legitimate care. And then you've decided, okay, this is no longer working. I'm going to need to move to a long-term care community, qualify for Medicaid. And I was able to stay home for a couple of years, and that was great. But now we need to move on. So you need to qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid looks back and says, well, wait a minute. What are all of these payments to your daughter? Oh, well, that's because she was my caregiver, and I paid her $20 an hour instead of $30 an hour to home care. She did a great job. She didn't call in sick and, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they said, oh, okay, well, where's your care contract? And you're like, my what? Well, your care contract. Don't you have a care contract? And you're like, what is a care contract? What a care contract is it's essentially an employment agreement saying that you are paying this person X dollars to deliver this kind of services, care and support, right? These kind of services and all the things. So it's literally an employment agreement that you, and you're paying them a fair market value. You're not paying them way over that. Again, that gets you into a penalty, but anyway, because that's considered a gift. But without a care contract, if you are paying your family legitimately for care that is legitimately provided and you don't have a contract, Medicaid will consider every single dime of those payments a gift. I think it's wrong. I think it's terrible, but you got to have a care contract. Contact your elder law attorney and get a care contract written immediately.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Now that I've scared everyone to pieces, if you have questions on that, give me a call. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A powerful winter storm that swept the West Coast with flooding and frigid temperatures has shifted to Southern California, swelling rivers to dangerous levels and dropping snow in even low-lying areas around Los Angeles. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says more rain and snow is forecast for the West Coast.
There is another series of storm systems that will begin to move through the West Coast over the next couple of days, bringing an additional threat of heavy mountain snow all the way from the Oregon and Washington Cascades down through the Sierra Nevada in California, where there could be an additional 4 to 6 feet of snowfall likely in the high Sierra.
The CIA director says U.S. intelligence shows China's President Xi Jinping's instructed his country's military to be ready by 2027 to invade Taiwan. On CBS's Face the Nation, William Burns says Xi may also be currently harboring doubts about his ability to make that move against Taiwan, given Russia's experience in its war with Ukraine. China says Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus and a close ally of Russian President Putin, will visit Beijing this week. Lukashenko is due to visit Tuesday through Thursday. While former President Jimmy Carter continues to receive hospice care at home, Kim Fuller, Mr. Carter's niece, spoke to his home congregation at Maranatha Baptist Church.
One day, you know, he's going, Lord, he's going to meet Christ. And he knows it. He knows it. And our hearts are heavy, but he's in.
The 98-year-old Democrat served 1 4-year term before being defeated by Ronald Reagan in 1980. After that, he devoted his life to charities such as Habitat for Humanity. You can always check out the latest news and read analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Abu Dhabi State Gas Company expects to raise up to $2 billion by selling 4% of its shares in an initial public offering.
The company says the price range for the previously announced sale of over 3 billion shares has been set at 2.25 to 2.34 Emirati dirhams. That would value the company at up to $50.8 billion. The subscription period, which began this past week, will culminate with a final offer price on March 3rd. The Abu Dhabi National Oil Company has access to 95% of the UAE's natural gas reserves, the world's seventh largest.
Jeremy House reports the company's gas division, ADNOC Gas, supplies more than 60% of the local market and exports to more than 20 countries. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar believes there could be an agreement within days between the UK and the European Union over the post-Brexit dispute. Town Hall. The Air Force is expanding its review of cancers among its nuclear missile corps.
The review will now include all personnel who worked on, guarded, supported, or operated the nation's ground-based warheads at the three bases that house the 450 silo-based Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. This comes after a number of former missilers and support crew have come forward reporting the same type of blood cancer diagnosis. The bases under review include F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota, and Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. John Scott reporting.
At least 21 people in New York City have had their fancy Apple headphones stolen right off their heads by a roving team of moped-riding bandits. The theft started a month ago, involved four people on two mopeds riding up the victims from behind, snatching off those iPods and speeding off. So far, no arrests. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
US LLC.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for some Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put those all together for you every weekend, and we summarize some of the most important stories of the week. And you can participate. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office. It's a rare experience on a weekend when doctors are off and you've got to go to the emergency room. 877-726-8255 is our number. Long lines in urgent care. You can phone in your question or comment right here, right now. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this weekend, we're going to talk about omega-3 for athletes. We're going to talk about the importance of uric acid. Yeah, it can cause gout, but it can cause a lot more. And there's some natural therapies to help us lower it. We'll explore those in just a few moments. Before we get to our phone calls, though, I want to talk a little bit about those remarkable weight loss drugs, you know, for decades, it's been the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry to come up with plausible weight loss medications. And there have been some notable fails, medications which helped with weight loss, but then caused heart problems, or caused other types of problems. And so finally, we have entered a remarkable new era in which we do have plausible weight loss drugs originally designed for diabetics, but it turned out that one of the side effects of these medications, unlike insulin, which tends to keep weight on or even make you gain weight, These medications help you to lose weight. So there's a burgeoning market for these medications, not for diabetics, but merely for cosmetic purposes. And as a result, there are widespread shortages of these medications for just the people who need them, people who are actually diabetic. And recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for the treatment of childhood obesity. Childhood obesity is soaring. A lot of that has to do with diet. A lot of that has to do with inactivity. But the pandemic has even escalated the incidence of childhood obesity. And for the very first time, instead of talking about behavioral things and lifestyle, they're starting to talk about gastric bypass and the use of medications in children as young as the preteenage. And so there's all kinds of buzz about these medications. Many Hollywood celebrities are appearing with remarkable weight loss. And there's a pop culture phenomenon called Ozempic Face. It's trending on TikTok. There's been more than 7 million views if you do a quick search for Ozempic Face on TikTok. People are showing their radical body transformation experiences, but also people are showing facial changes, which are not that great, actually, because when you lose a lot of fat, you're inevitably going to use some of that subcutaneous fat that supports your skin structures. And so this is a boon for plastic surgeons. Trendy patients who are on some of these medications, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, and now there's something called Mounjaro. I don't know where they get these names, but it's reminiscent of Mount Kilimanjaro. It sounds a little like that. You know, I guess climbing one of the world's tallest mountains is a little bit like losing weight these days. But there's a lot of talk about Ozempic Face. Videos are going viral when people claim that their use of Ozempic led to rapid weight changes that caused skin laxity and volume loss in the face, which, of course, is an opportunity for plastic surgeons to market their services with skin plumpers and facials and even more radical things like facelifts. So that's happening. Also, there's a bunch of, and I think it's kind of unscrupulous. You know, these days there are these disruptive technologies. You know, you used to talk to a travel agent. Now you go to aggregators that aggregate travel opportunities for you. And the same thing is happening when it comes to delivery services and transportation, you know, like the Ubers of the world. And now you can sort of Uber over some medications, you know, with a cursory examination and a quick Zoom conference. You can quickly be evaluated for even a prescription medication. These are not available over the counter. And then they'll send you your drugs. Of course, at a high cost, and they take a percentage. But they have very, very little in the way of a threshold for deciding if these medications are appropriate for you. They're appropriate for you if you have cash on hand and can afford the $1,300 a month or more that is required to sustain your use of these ostensibly diabetes drugs. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal. Health startups offer diabetes drugs like Ozempic for weight loss with little oversight. Many companies advertise and prescribe the medications to people who aren't clinically overweight, and they're aggressively marketing this with Instagram ads. Weight loss services like NextMed offer these things. You can easily get a hold of them if you've got the available dollars. And telehealth is taking over the prescribing of weight loss pills, bypassing doctors and medical professionals. But there's a concern about this, and the concern was aired by a guy whose podcasts I listen to. Yeah, I listen to podcasts as well. I don't listen to myself because I'm already doing it. But I listen to other people to learn about what's happening in the field of medicine, generate ideas for this show, and helping me deal with patients. And very interesting article by Peter Attia, who does a popular podcast on health and medicine. His article is entitled Lean Mass Loss on GLP-1 Receptor Agonists, A Downside of the, quote, Miracle Drugs. And he brings up a very important point, because if you lose weight rapidly, it's nice if you lose fat, but you tend to also lose lean muscle mass. And his concern is that the widespread use of these medications will result in significant lean body mass. And if you lose lean, we're already, as we age, we're losing lean body mass. It's a process, progressive sarcopenia, and it leads to frailty later in life. And it's a battle, especially as you move into your 60s, 70s, and beyond, to maintain adequate lean body mass, because it atrophies. And you need to do strength training and exercise to maintain it. But even in the face of doing that, it's going to deteriorate to some extent. In initial testing, he reports, for approval of these medications, lean body mass accounted for approximately 39% of the total weight loss. And that's not great. And that test was, the research was done on people who were already overweight. What happens when someone who's kind of at or near normal weight, maybe you need to lose 10, 15 pounds, use these medications? That proposition has not been evaluated. There's a dearth of research on the subject of how much lean body mass do you lose when you take these meds. I mean, they curtail appetite. You're going to lose weight at a rapid rate. Anytime you lose weight fast, it's going to be at the price of some lean body mass. So this suggestion is, if you're on these medications, exercise caution, increase weight-bearing exercise and strength training. That can counteract losses in lean body mass. And consequently, also bone density is a concern when you lose weight, lean body mass at that rapid accelerated rate. And patients should also be careful, even if their appetite is suppressed, that they get adequate protein, because protein is the building block for muscle. And if you're on a really skimpy diet, yeah, you lose a lot of weight, but you'll also lose a lot of muscle. So concerns about this, what happens when patients run out of money, can't get a prescription, get tired of using the medications, which, you know, frankly are associated with unpleasant side effects like chronic nausea, loss of appetite, even vomiting. When you stop, there's going to be rebound weight gain, and we don't know what's going to happen to the people who've been on these medications for a long time when, you know, perhaps new safety problems will develop with long-term use. People will have to go off these medications, as so often happens when new medications are introduced. What will be the consequences of millions and millions and millions of Americans taking these medications for merely cosmetic purposes? I get it. You know, if you're morbidly obese, you reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, you live longer. It might be in your interest to take these drugs, but merely for weight loss? Maybe, just maybe, a little frivolous. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong.
Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, which is heard from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. Or you can call 24-7, 365 anytime you like, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions on subsequent programs. But we have a live caller, Harold from Queens. How you doing, Harold?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Harold, check your pulse. Check your pulse and see if you're alive, because we claim that you're a live caller. Are you alive?
Well, I listen to you, and that's why I'm still alive.
Okay, thanks for returning. If a miracle happens,
anyhow,
I'll take credit for it.
The last few, I've been having several bouts in the middle of the winter. Extreme nasal discharge, sneezing, itching and discharge from the eyes. similar to what I get sometimes, you know, in the spring and fall. But, of course, there are no pollens or ragweed around. So I know it's something. There's something called non-allergic rhinitis, and I'd like to know how that could be treated.
Okay, sure. Well, I think non-allergic rhinitis is kind of a misnomer, because what it means is that we, you know, we test you and we can't find any plausible causes. And, you know, our testing is very limited. So if we test for the usual panel of things, they're usually seasonal things, although dust is a perennial thing. Molds can be a perennial thing. But, you know, obviously trees, grass, flowers, and weeds are, you know, seasonal. So you don't have seasonal allergies. You have non-seasonal allergies. You may have an allergy to, you know, something that's in your environment. But also, you know, some people are allergy factories, you know, internally. They may have an imbalance of intestinal bacteria, or they may have yeast, which acts as kind of an internal allergen. Also, foods play a major role. And food testing for allergies is very problematic, because, yes, you can test for things that will cause you a life-threatening anaphylactic reaction, you know, like peanuts, in some cases dairy or shellfish, and then you'll score sky high. But you can have an intolerance even if your conventional allergy tests are negative. And, you know, case in point, you know, I believe that dairy is inherently bad. I used to be very allergic, and I stopped having dairy and yeast products and wheat, and essentially I cured myself. I did fine. But lately I've been swimming a lot, you know, in the pool, the chlorine bothers my nose, and it was just very congested. And I had allowed dairy to kind of creep back into my diet. I was putting a little goat cheese on my salads. I was having, you know, a slice of cheese here and there, cheesy this, cheesy that. And, finally, reminding myself that, yeah, dairy can be a cause of excess mucus and allergic reactions. So I curtailed my intake of dairy. Lo and behold, my allergies have improved. So, you know, congestion, better, you know, mucus, itching. Also, there's this theory that some people generate too much histamine, and that may be a genetic thing. Some people have an inability to break down histamine. We call this histamine intolerance, and sometimes they need to be on a low histamine diet, which means traditional allergy foods, but foods that generate a lot of histamine. You can actually go, you know, I hate to say Google it, but there are actually lists of things. Sounds like kind of a cop-out, but there are lists of things that unexpectedly can cause histamine levels to soar in your body. You know, things like tuna sushi, for example. You might not suspect that, but that can be a cause. Certainly, you know, balsamic vinegar, you know, many fermented foods have the ability to, you know, red wine have the ability to send histamine through the roof. And sometimes by going on a low histamine diet, perhaps taking certain supplements like quercetin, nettles, acts as a histamine blocker. There's also a supplement called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is a pork-derived enzyme that helps your body break down histamine. If we properly diagnose people, then they can become less and less of an allergy factory. So, you know, there's a different approach to this than in conventional allergy, which relies on tests and shots. But sometimes that leaves people high and dry. And sometimes there's even a hidden source of mold in your apartment or in your workplace. And that has to be addressed before you're fully recovered. So, I mean, it's a comprehensive workup is necessary, and, you know, it sounds a little detailed, but we need to do some detective work about why you're having so many problems. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about The Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
A
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Momentarily, we'll take some more of your calls. But in a little bit of an addendum to my discussion with Harold from Queens, who's suffering from allergies, respiratory health was actually the subject of a recent podcast that I did with Neil Levin, who is a great educator and communicator. And we talked about some of the natural ways to curtail allergies and nasal congestion and respiratory problems. And so it's appropriate that I remind you that the supplements that I recommend and use must be of the highest quality. And there are natural ways to alleviate respiratory problems, including products from the Protocol for Life Balance line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance has a wide range of professional-grade products that leverage the benefits of several ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several are worth mentioning. One is NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and I neglected to mention that to Harold, is a great antioxidant, but it specifically is a mucolytic. It has the ability to thin tenacious mucus. And so it's a great supplement for people who suffer from sinus problems and asthma, COPD, and so on. Allerol, which is a combo product that utilizes things like quercetin and some of the things that are allergy blockers that I mentioned in my call with Harold. There's serrapeptase, which is a proteolytic enzyme that is very helpful for tenacious infections, and it breaks down immune complexes that tend to cause a lot of trouble. And then there's also Abiotic Immune Plus, which is more geared towards protection from respiratory infections. All these products support a healthy response to environmental challenges and biological stress. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Now let's get to calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Jeannie from Wisconsin. How you doing, Jeannie?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Are you digging out from the storm?
Yes. We've got beautiful weather here today. Still some snow, but it's going to get warmer and melt away.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and sound. Okay, what's your question?
Is it possible that I could have regrets about getting a pacemaker? I'm presently taking 4 pills every day. Bisoprolol is the one my doctor said I could replace with a pacemaker. He thinks the bisoprolol is what's making me have a lot of problems with breathing. And I'm so out of breath from these pills that I can't walk more than a half a flight of stairs at a time without getting out of breath.
That's interesting. So bisoprolol is a type of beta blocker, and it is designed to lower blood pressure, but it also slows a rapid heart rate. And so his thinking is that it is so dramatically slowing your heart rate and preventing you from having an appropriate response to exercise, which is to speed up your heart rate to enable you to have better blood flow, that it's compromising your ability to climb stairs. That's his theory?
Well, he didn't say to climb stairs, but the fact is that I'm having an awful lot of trouble breathing. I've been taking warfarin since March, and I've been taking bisoprolol since summer. And
do you have atrial fibrillation, or do you have... Okay. And how slow does your heart rate get? Do you know?
I don't remember. But here was a problem. They checked me with a monitor, a Holter monitor.
A Holter monitor.
I was really beating fast. And then they prescribed bisoprolol.
To slow you down.
And I had a recent test, and the heart rate has slowed down, so he said I can't get the surgery that he told me he was going to give me because my heart rate slowed down enough. Now it's not that bad, but I still have problems breathing, and all of the side effects of these four medicines say trouble breathing.
He said, Do you have asthma? Do you have asthma?
No.
No. Okay, so that's not about, it's not so much about lung function. It's a shortness of breath that's related to heart function. Yeah, you know, I can't really jump in here and you know, I don't have your cardiologist expertise or his eyes on you to, you know, second guess his recommendation that you get a pacemaker. What a pacemaker will do is it'll keep your heart rate from going too low. But some people have, as they age, something called sick sinus syndrome, which means that the signals that go through the electrical system that trigger a heart contraction are kind of messed up. So your heart goes fast, your heart goes slow. You're not getting the regular heart beats that are necessary for adequate circulation. And a symptom of inadequate circulation is sometimes shortness of breath. When the heart's too fast or even when the heart's too slow. Either way, you want, it's kind of a Goldilocks effect. You want it just right. And the pacemaker can ensure, pacemaker doesn't do about anything about a fast heart rate, but it will prevent you from going too slow. When your heart pauses too long, it'll send an electrical signal, through the atrium, to signal that the heart muscle should contract and therefore, allow adequate blood flow. And then you can remain on the medication, but maybe less medication. So you think of medication, and he thinks that that's a good theory, that the medication is making you breathless, that maybe, just maybe, you'll need less medication on this. And you probably will have to be on some medication. I don't think the warfarin's causing the shortness of breath. But, you maybe have valve problems, maybe you have other stuff going on, maybe you have some problems with your ejection fraction, mild degree of congestive heart failure, all these things kind of enter into the equation. But, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, look, guess what? Having your tonsils out used to be a rite of passage for kids, you know, having your wisdom teeth out, you know, high percentage, ear tubes. For folks over the age of 70, pacemaker is a little bit like that. Very common that people need that, and they do fine, and it sustains life for decades and makes things a lot more comfortable. So, yeah, I'm not, you know, going to second guess his suggestion or her suggestion. And, that may be a solution for you.
Having a pacemaker.
What's that?
Are there any side effects or anything negative? Anything?
No, I think the side effects are mostly, it's a little surgery to implant a device on your chest. And usually it's very benign. It's not a big procedure. And, it's a little bit of a nuisance because you have to kind of make sure the pacemaker is working. There are ways of doing that just by phone these days. You know, I think it sends a signal to the monitoring station to tell you that your pacemaker is working great. And battery replacement, I think, is potentially an issue over time. But, it's just yet another thing to do on the pathway to being 100 years old. It can sustain your life and reduce your symptoms. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. Keep calling because we enjoy your questions and comments. All right, here's something that I do, and I feel vindicated. Some people are put off by this, but whenever people come to my house or come to my apartment here in New York, I tell them to take off their shoes. And they dutifully do that. They leave their shoes in the entryway. And then, it's just a matter of making sure you have clean socks on so you don't feel embarrassed when you take off your shoes. It's not a biggie. And I think it's a very, very important measure to preserve health. And I feel vindicated because a big new study, it's getting a lot of publicity. This story is about my own neighborhood. I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. A doctor named Dr. Alessandra Leary, who is a New York chemistry professor, she's a PhD, has done a survey of New York City sidewalks in her neighborhood, which happens to be my neighborhood. She states, we found astonishing levels of enterococci, which are a fecal indicator bacterium. Ooh. Well, you can blame dogs because, you know, a lot of careless New Yorkers don't use the pooper scooper. But, frankly, there's a lot of people out on the sidewalks of New York, and sometimes they do their business on the sidewalks. There's a big urban problem with a lot of homeless people. So you can blame the dogs, you can blame the people. We don't know where it comes from. But they found astonishingly high levels that actually exceed the Environmental Protection Agency benchmark that cities use to close beaches. And they didn't culture poop. They just looked for puddles where there was no evidence of poop, no residue. They cultured bacteria from these puddles on the surface of sidewalks. And some of the bacteria that they've got on sidewalks can even be associated with heart disease risk. Cleaner streets, that's an answer. Better sanitation, better rules about curbing your dog and using the pooper scooper. But it is a useful precaution to tell people coming to visit you, hey, even if you live in pristine rural areas, there's so much contamination outside, not just bacteria, but also residues of lead, cadmium, all kinds of automotive exhaust and chemical residues. These things can be brought in the house. And I confess, I walk around barefoot, you know, so that's not great. We bring these things in. We track them into our beds. They can be absorbed through the skin. This is not a good thing. And it, as much as I try to vacuum frequently and sometimes even get down and wash the floors, that stuff is going to get into your dwelling. And it's not a bad idea. It's a Japanese-Asian custom. But there's something to it. And, yeah, some people feel, you know, put off by it, that you're a clean freak. But, hey, great idea for you, especially if you have kids. They play on the floor. They, you know, they lick the toys. Not great. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Nostalgia. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Nostalgia is sentimentality for the past, specifically good feelings associated with positive memories. Old-time radio provides that for us, partly because it harkens our minds back to simpler times. But more than that, it helps us remember a time when we weren't bombarded with constant negativity. But nostalgia is not created because everything was perfect, but because we enjoy reminiscing about those times. And as Carly Simon once sang, these are the good old days. So essentially, we are living now in what will one day be nostalgic times in the future. So regardless of the negativity that others put out, do your best to put forth the energy, actions, and speech that will be well worth reflecting on in the future. For help being mindful of what you give the world, visit drchristianconti.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced that his governor's challenge team launched a new website to further the state's efforts in reducing suicides among service members. Missouri established the team in 2021 to collaborate, plan, and implement suicide prevention best practices and policies for service members, veterans, and their families in conjunction with the VA and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The site provides general information on the team's projects and strategic priorities, the impact suicide is having on the military community, and resources for both members of the military community and for anyone wishing to support them. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
brought to you by Asus.
One of the big benefits of Wi-Fi 6E is more bandwidth, and that means faster surfing, streaming, and downloading. It also means more devices can connect to your Wi-Fi. And if you have the Deco XE75 Wi-Fi router from TP-Link, it also means that mesh network in your home or business is lightning fast. How fast? Jens Hennings from TP-Link explains.
It also uses the 6 gigahertz as its dedicated backhaul between the nodes.
Those nodes are devices you place around your home for full Wi-Fi coverage.
The connection between the nodes making your network run smoothly is 6 gigahertz, which is so much more efficient than the traditional 2.4 and 5 gigahertz that mesh networks have relied upon up to today.
More info is at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 5573.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to embrace the suck. Continually worrying about your investments dipping while the market remains extremely volatile? Pay attention to the companies where your money is located.
Is it time to reevaluate your financial decisions or just continue to embrace the suck? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Important part of nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids. They're beneficial for inflammation. They're beneficial for the brain. They're beneficial for circulation, for autoimmunity. And they may even play a role in reducing the risk of traumatic brain injury and hastening recovery from head trauma. And so it is that they looked at a group of college athletes when it came to their omega-3 levels. And college athletes, unfortunately, are often on abysmal diets. Their idea of fish is a McDonald's fried fish sandwich. And many, you know, especially in the Midwest, you know, not a lot of fresh fish. They don't eat fish. A lot of kids have a distaste for fish. They don't take omega-3 supplements. And in fact, until recently, and this is really crazy, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, had prohibited the use of omega-3 supplements. They thought it was, now that's a performance-enhancing drug. You can't use that. It's banned. But finally, they lifted that ban, and only recently they recognized omega-3 supplements, fish oil supplements, EPA and DHA, as a permissible nutritional supplement for student-athletes. So the statistics on these student-athletes are really abysmal. They looked at studies in athletes, 1,500 dietary assessments in collegiate athletes. They determined the average daily intake of EPA plus DHA was just 142 milligrams. Now, a big fish oil capsule will give you about 1,000, you know, 850, 1,000. That's a high-quality supplement. So it's like less than, what would you say, maybe less than one-eighth of what a high-quality supplement may give you, just one pill. Only 6% of these collegiate athletes met the dietary goals for omega-3s. And they also look at something called the omega-3 index, which is the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And there's a certain cutoff, which is heart healthy. And what they found is that 34% of the college athletes who were tested with an omega-3 index, by the way, it's a test you can get at a nutritionally oriented physician like myself. We can perform that test and tell you whether your intake is optimal. And it has to do with too much omega-6 from refined oils and too little omega-3s, especially from fish, from supplements, and perhaps also from nuts and seeds. They found that 34% of these athletes who were tested had a dangerously low omega-3 index. And it was very uncommon to find athletes who actually had a satisfactory omega-3 index. So in this article, they looked at the relationship between levels of omega-3s and something called HGS, hand grip strength. And that's a very important test. It's a test that can reveal your risk of dying, actually, if you're a senior, because reduced hand grip strength, measured with a little device that you squeeze, can determine if you're at risk for frailty. But in athletes, of course, it's important for performance. And what they found is there was a significant correlation between omega-3s and hand grip strength. So also, when it comes to concussion recovery, I just heard a lecture. I was at the Integrative Health Symposium here in New York by Michael Lewis. He's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. He advocates the use of high doses of omega-3 for people who have concussions. Initially, a high loading dose, 9 to 12 capsules of, 1,000 milligrams or more of fish oil initially, and then a maintenance program at lower doses, maybe 3 to 6 for a while, and then going down to maybe a couple of capsules per day. But also, he mentions that if you have adequate levels of omega-3 fatty acids, you're less likely to suffer a long-term aftermath of a concussion. So very important for these athletes to get omega-3s. Also, another thing associated with strength. Here's a study, effects of vitamin D supplementation on muscle strength in athletes, improvements in muscle strength with vitamin D administration. Looked at a bunch of studies, ranged from around 1% to as much as 19% in terms of strength. So these are important nutrients. And I'll mention a great source of the omega-3s. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil is beneficial. I just told you why. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega option. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry. That ensures maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information or to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Get some for your high school or college athlete. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. American officials are skeptical about China's outreach to Ukraine.
On Friday, China called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Ukraine and Russia in a vaguely worded proposal. Some analysts say Beijing was unlikely to deliver results. In fact, the U.S. recently said China may be preparing to provide Russia with military aid. China's proposal comes as U.S.-China relations have hit an historic low over Taiwan, disputes over trade and technology, human rights, and China's aggressive actions in the South China Sea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two skiers are dead after being caught in an avalanche in southwestern Colorado. Authorities say the skiers had been reported overdue from a trip northeast of Durango early Saturday and were later found buried in about 4 feet of avalanche debris. Meanwhile, the Republicans, that is, plan holding their first primary debate in August. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, a possible presidential candidate, told Fox News Sunday he stands for optimism and personal fortitude, unlike Democrats.
The left is trying to sell a drug of victimhood and the narcotic of despair. The truth is that we have so much to celebrate, and yet today, in many parts of the country, you feel like you're in quicksand. We should not allow the zip code of a child to determine the quality of their life, because education is the most powerful tool to equalize opportunity in this nation.
The day after Nikki Haley tossed her hat in the ring, Scott was in Charleston, South Carolina himself, speaking at a Charleston County GOP dinner his team had characterized as part of a, quote, listening tour. Days later, both he and Haley were in Iowa, which holds the GOP's first 2024 votes. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Schools reopened in Syria's northwest region after closing when the February 6th earthquake devastated the region, killing tens of thousands.
Many of the schools were being used as temporary shelters following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and parts of neighboring Syria. Those living there were asked to move to tents. Ibrahim Hashoum has been living in a tent with his family, including young children, since their home was destroyed. He says his cousin's family lost 14 people when the house collapsed on them. Meanwhile, prices of tents have been skyrocketing amid shortages in a region where more than 90% of the population live in poverty and rely on aid for food and medicine. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can check out the latest in breaking news, and you can read the best analysis very simply. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Headphones are being stolen in broad daylight.
At least 21 people in New York City have had their fancy Apple headphones stolen right off their heads by a roving team of moped-riding bandits. The theft started 1 month ago and involved four people on two mopeds riding up to the victims from behind, snatching their Apple AirPods Max headphones, and then speeding off. Those devices currently retail for a cool $549. So far, no arrests have been made. Jason Walker reporting.
The FDA's issued guidance that says plant-based beverages don't pretend to be from dairy animals and that U.S. consumers are not being confused by the difference. Dairy producers for years have called for the FDA to crack down on plant-based drinks like soy milk and coconut milk and other products they say masquerade as animal-based foods and cloud the real meaning of milk. More at Town Hall.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We'll be right back with more of the Green Hornet after these messages.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.